The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
Amen.
She, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had her whole life. Some years ago, I went to the hospital room of a dying man. When I walked in, he was well situated in the American middle class. During the course of the next hours, I assisted him along with his family to sign away everything he owned. His car, the house, all of his stocks and bonds. By the time I walked out of the room, 2 to 3 hours later, he literally had nothing in this world except his own body. That's the nature of death. The economy of God does not go by fractions. There is no such thing as half or three-thirds. You brought nothing into this world, and you shall take nothing out. This entire story of the widow and her mite begins with a confession. Someone came to Jesus and said, "What is the greatest commandment?" And Jesus begins, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one." God is one. And the purpose of this confession here is not simply to say that he is one and there are no other gods. It is rather to ground the fact that with God there are no fractions. He does not give himself over to us halfway, a little bit, or more. He gives himself over utterly, totally, perfectly with all that he is and has. In a moment, when you come to the altar and you partake of his body and his blood, it will not be by measure. It will not be a little of him, no matter how great he is. It will be all of him. Everything that he has and is for you. You will receive God made flesh for you. And the fact of the matter is that receiving all that he is and has, he expects all that you are and have to give. He wants it all. What in the translations is called, she gave all of her living, or in other translations, all of her life's goods, is in the simple Greek, she gave her holos bios, her life. That's what she gave. It may be in the form of these two lepta, these two small little coins that you could easily fit on the end of your little finger, but it was her life. It wasn't the two coins and all of her financial wealth. It was precisely her life that she gave. Her wealth in God's eyes was the wealth of her life. That's what God expects. Not as some sort of tit for tat, I've given all of me, now you give all of you, but he came into the flesh so that in Christ we have man's all, which is given back to God as sacrifice. I've often thought about that man whose goods I helped him sign away. He died within 3 days. And now I suspect he doesn't even have a body. The fact of the matter is, That when everything is said and done, we have nothing, not even our life, to give to God. It's taken away and subsumed into Christ by faith, so that when everything is said and done, all we have to give to God is the intercession of His own Son. This is my body given for you. My blood shed. I am your high priest, gift, savior, prayer, intercession. I am all that you ever will have to give. That's how it is in the economy of God. He gives all over so that he can also be in faith in Christ, your own life back. So, my friends, stay close to him who is gift, or you will have nothing to give. Paul says, not I, but Christ lives in me. If it's not that, it's nothing. Not a little bit, not a lot, it's nothing. Christ is everything. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.